KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 34 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today and breezy with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The Creston Police Department reports a Creston woman was arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 20-year-old Amber Kyleman was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for sexual exploitation of a minor. Kyleman was transferred to the custody of Adams County Sheriff's deputies. And 57-year-old Timothy Fechter of Creston was arrested Monday afternoon at his residence for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. He was later released on $2,000 bond. Creston police said also that a man residing in the 300 block of North Spruce Street reported Monday morning that sometime overnight someone stole the front license plate off of his vehicle while it was parked at his residence. The personalized plate was valued at $60. An investigation into a report of a vehicle parked in the middle of the road in Montgomery County Monday afternoon resulted in an arrest. A vehicle driven by 61-year-old Keith D. Hansen of Stanton was seen parked at the intersection of 140th Street and O Avenue just after 4 p.m. Hansen was located and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with OWI second offense, bond set at $2,000. Well, the polls opened last hour for those who are opting for traditional Election Day voting after Iowans cast roughly a million ballots early. Polls opened at around 1,200 polling places at 7 a.m., and voting will continue until 9 p.m. Secretary of State's office reports just over 2 million Iowa residents are registered to vote, and about half of them already cast an absentee ballot. The number of polling places is down from about 1,450 in the 2018 election, as counties closed and consolidated some locations because of health concerns amid the coronavirus pandemic, as well as budget issues. People can check their polling place locations online at votereadyiowa.gov. The Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke reports that on Monday, November 2nd, Montgomery County Auditor's Office received a petition for a special election to be called in order to fill a vacancy of the District 1 Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Now, according to the Iowa Code, the Montgomery County Auditor, Recorder, and Treasurer, the Supervisor Appointing Committee, filled that vacancy by appointment on October 21st. Charla Smid was appointed and sworn in on October 27th. More information with regard to the date of a special election, candidate filing requirements, and deadlines will be announced in the near future. And here in Cass County, the local races that we'll be watching for you tonight after the polls close include Board of Supervisors District 5, where Republican Bernard Pettinger and Democrat Russell Joyce are vying for a seat that's currently held by Frank Waters. Waters had announced earlier this year that he would not be running for re-election. There are five candidates running for four seats, nonpartisan seats, that is, on the Ag Extension Council, two candidates for the Edna Township Trustee. In Adair County, Democrat Thaddeus Hawley and Republican incumbent John Twombly are running for the Board of Supervisors in District 5. In Adams County, Democrat incumbent Merlin Dixon and Republican Tony Hardesty are both in the running for County Supervisor in District 2. Audubon County voters get to choose two out of three candidates for the Board of Supervisors, including incumbent Republicans Todd Nelson and Rick Thompson, and no party candidate Doug Sorensen. In Guthrie County, there are two races that are set to be played out, Auditor and Supervisor in District 5. Democrat Eric Tiernan faces a challenge from Republican incumbent Mike Dickerson or Dixon for the Board of Supervisors in District 5. Well, in the auditor's race, Danny Fink, who was appointed by the supervisors in May following the resignation of Marcy McClellan, is being challenged by Democrat Hans Erickson. Fink had served as the deputy auditor for 3 years in Guthrie County prior to her appointment. There's a four-way race for two seats on the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors, with Democrats Lisa Lima and Francis Parr in the running, along with Republicans Brian Shea and incumbent Tim Wickman. And in Montgomery County, four candidates, including two incumbents, are running for three seats on the Montgomery County Hospital Board of Trustees. You can check out the name of those, the list of those candidates, and other information in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund recently donated $500 to Janice Dickerson of the Atlantic Community Schools to purchase books for the Washington and Schuler School Libraries. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty said the Atlantic School Foundation will match donations up to $2,000 for nonfiction books. Petty said that Trevor was an avid reader, and the fund has enjoyed being able to help the school libraries get new books each year since his death in 2009. Don't forget, the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament raises money each year to give back to the things that Trevor loved. Betty said that we're blessed with a very giving community, and each year they're able to do amazing things in Trevor's name and look forward to continuing on for years to come. You can watch and listen to local media or check out the Fund's Facebook page to keep up on what they're accomplishing. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department on Monday said the police and police reserves Christmas programs will be held this year as traditionally as possible. They'll be designing and purchasing masks to be worn during the event. Organizers will ask all officers and participants to wear those masks during the program in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. The APD Reserves will be holding their annual Family Dreams Christmas program on December 19th. Applications for the program can be picked up at the Atlantic Police Department and will need to be turned back in by 4 p.m. on December 9th in order to be considered. The annual APD Shop with a Cop program will be held on December 20th. There's no application for that program, and you'll not be able to sign up yourself for that. There are resources the police department reaches out to and collects names for program for people in need, and they do that on their own. Now, both of those programs will be provided to Cass County residents only. In 2019, the APD was able to assist 66 children and 17 adults from 25 different families with the two combined programs. They also put over $17,000 back into the community. So if you'd like to make a donation to support those programs, you can contact the Atlantic Police Department or drop off your donation to the police department inside of City Hall Building at 4th and Walnut. Checks can be mailed out to APCCO, which stands for the Atlantic Police Community Charitable Organization. And that's the 501c3 that's set up for community programs. Officials say they are very grateful to everyone who has supported those programs in years past, and thank you to all who plan to support and donate again this year. Organizers say we're looking forward to ending 2020 on a high note after having to cancel all of our spring and summer programs due to COVID. A public hearing will be held during a special meeting of the Audubon School District's Board of Education tomorrow night. The meeting takes place in the high school meeting room beginning at 7 p.m. During their session, the public hearing with regard to the plans, specifications, and form of contract, or FOC, along with the anticipated construction costs, will be held for the middle school, high school renovation project. As part of the hearing, the board will review a resolution calling for the public hearing, hold an overview of the project involving the design team, acknowledge the plans, specs, and form of contract have been available for public inspection in the district office, and they'll review the anticipated construction costs. Following the public hearing, the board will discuss further the plans, specs, form of contract, and budget estimates of the construction costs. They'll then act to approve those items and approve the advertising and notice of bids for the project. The board will hold a regular monthly session up in Audubon at 7 p.m. on November 16th. And the Nishna Valley Family YMCA staff and board of directors will be hosting a community discussion on the future of recreation and quality of life in Atlantic and the surrounding area. Dan Haynes, executive director of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, said this opportunity for community discussion will be held Tuesday, November 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building. All interested individuals, families, organizations, and businesses are encouraged to attend and give input and feedback on that subject. If you'd like to make your reservation to attend, they will need that reservation because they'll use the community center for that meeting, and they want to set up a space for social distancing and safety of all who attend. You can make your reservation with Dan Haynes at 712-243-3934 or email dhaynes at nishnavalleyfamilyymca.com. Questions and comments ahead of time can also be emailed to that number or called in. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.